the sip. I don't know another city doing this. Pistols hitting shots. Shots. Precious pitching lights out, now we at the top. We the champs doing damage, we the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome back.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right, welcome back to season two of the Sox Illinois, or the Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler O'Shea. All right, so some news happened when we were gone. So we also, the reason why we played Welcome Back is, guess who is back? Alex Cora is back. He has been rehired as the new Red Sox on the field manager. So he is back. He is back. Welcome back, Alex Cora. And I thought they were going to bring him back too. I really thought they were going to bring him back. They kind of made it sound like that the Sam Flood guy was basically a better shot or had a better option, or just they might go with him. Yeah. And there are Red Sox fans too that fought. Or saying that,
I don't want Cora back. He's a dirty cheater.
You know, he did all that in Houston, not in Boston. There's a difference. There's a huge difference. Yeah. He did not do it in Boston. Yeah. I don't know. We won't change those people. And yeah. Glad he's back. He is like, and they had the press conference. He said that he deserved his punishment for the Houston Angels. Houston Astros scandal. Then he's glad to be back and stuff like that. And I'm just glad to see him back. And he gives us hope. He gives us hope as Red Sox fans at a year that we needed hope. And now he's back. He can bring another one of those championships back to Boston. So, yeah, very great news. Yeah. All right. So, other news. See, Dustin Pedroia looks like they met with him and Red Sox ownership and management met with him to discuss possibly either retiring or getting released. So yeah, it might be the end of the road here in Boston for him, which is really sad. It is really sad. And another reason why I hate Manny Machado so much is because of what he did, sliding in the second base, spikes high, and basically hurting Pedroia's career, really putting damage to it, the point where he was never the same ever again. That's why I hate Manny Machado. Just hate him with a passion. Yeah. Well, we do get the Red Sox do get the fourth pick in the 2021 MLB draft for being the fourth worst team in the MLB. So that's good. I kind of really want to have number one, but number four, you never know who's going to land on number four. Kumar Rocker could easily land number four, or even Jack Leiter. Who knows? Yeah. But that's what I mean. It puts us in the top 10 lottery, which is really good. Top five, top 10. So, yeah, very good on that. Dodgers won the World Series. Yeah, we addressed that in, like, the bonus episodes. Yeah, don't need to go over that. Yeah. Everybody keeps bringing up,
well, you know, I can't believe the Red Sox got rid of Mookie Betts.
Like, I care. Yeah, I am kind of sad that I will say that was one of the worst trades in Red Sox history, but I'm happy that he won a World Series. Finally won his second World Series. Him, Joe Kelly, and Dave Roberts. Maybe David Price, I'm not really sure. Yeah, because he did opt out in the season, so maybe not really. So I'm not really upset. They're bringing this up because 100 years ago we won a World Series in 1918, then had a fall, then like have a hangover year just like 2019 in 1919, and then in the offseason that year they traded Babe Ruth and then we traded Mookie Betts, and now they're saying,
whoa, could the Red Sox not win another World Series for another 80 to 90 something years?
Oh my God. I don't know where to get to that. don't know. I feel like people on the internet are stupid. Really. I don't know. I really don't know what the future holds for us. I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's just unfair to compare that to, compare Babe Ruth or Mookie Betts to Babe Ruth or something like that. I don't even think Babe Ruth was even that good. Quite be honest. Just so stupid. Like, people stop with the jokes. We're going to win another World Series again in this century. Yeah. When will that be? I'm not really sure. Stop with the jokes. Jeez. Enough. Other news, JD Martinez has decided not to opt out of his contract, so he will be here for at least one more year with the Boston Red Sox. So very good. Way to keep him in the lineup. Yeah. Way to keep a power bat in the lineup like him. Awesome. Way to keep him going. Although we might be losing Perez Day, as soon as we had 1 year of Perez Day, it might be going away quickly as Martin Perez or the Red Sox have declined Martin Perez's option and denied a qualifying offer for Jackie Bradley Jr., both making them free agents. So not great. That's going to be sad to see Martin Perez, especially someone who said that he wanted to be a Boston Red Sox forever. Let's give him a lifetime deal kind of deal. Yeah. It really does stink. Really does stink. And he was a very good pitcher, too. He came in and gave you quality starts most of the time. Yeah. And, although I did hear Jackie Bradley Jr. recently, the Red Sox have reached out to him to possibly give him another deal. So possibly something there. Hopefully they do come up and give him a deal. Yeah. Kind of sucks for Martin Perez. Someone who wanted to be a Red Sox forever and now, yeah. All right. Jose Peraza, he has decided to sign a minor league deal with the Mets, so he's gone. So bye-bye, bye-bye, Jose Peraza. So he's gone. Did I say Jose Peraza? Yeah, I believe I said Jose Peraza. Okay. Did I say it at first? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, we went over the Cora news. Chaim Bloom has a... doesn't really expect Chris Sale to be ready for the start of 2021, but is still confident that he will eventually pitch. So, at least for that, yeah. Kind of stinks for Chris Sale. I thought he was ready and go. I don't know what. And that's why I followed MLB Network. I was watching that too. They were talking about Cora basically coming back and stuff like that, and like the roster that he would have to deal with. And they said, and they had like the pitcher rotation. I said, hey, where's Chris Sale? Yeah, where's Chris Sale? I mean, dude, isn't he supposed to be coming back next year? Yeah, what are you talking about? But they probably knew something that we didn't know. Yeah, really stinks. But good news for another starting rotation man. It looks like Eduardo Rodriguez was heard saying on MLB Network Radio that he is 100% ready for 2021. He missed the all of 2020 because he had COVID, and then he had heart issues because of the battling COVID. So hopefully he's back. Yeah, great, good for him. We need a pitcher like that. If we don't have Chris Sale for the start of the season, let's get Erod ready to go. And the Red Sox did make a minor league deal to Kevin McCarthy. Minor league deal, so very good. Yeah, very good, good. Yeah. So that could be an option if Chris Sale doesn't really come back. Him and maybe that one of the pitching prospects, Brian Mata, maybe a deal. So, yeah. So if we have Kevin McCarthy, we would have Erod, Eovaldi, Tanner Houck, Kevin McCarthy, maybe Brian Mata, yeah, I guess, yeah, if Chris Sale's not ready, so, yeah, it depends, yeah. So the award ceremony or award week was last week and the previous week. So we'll get over that. Unfortunately, folks, no Red Sox were picked. We're still up, or Red Sox are still up for all NBA team, or not all NBA, all MLB team. And I believe Xander Bogaerts is up for a shortstop. So hopefully we got something going there. We got something going there. All right, so here we are. All right, so Gold Glove winners for the NL. Pitcher Max Fried of the Braves. Catcher Tucker Barnhart of the Reds. First base Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs. Second base Colton Wong of the Cardinals. So that's another free agent option the Red Sox might go after. Third base Nolan Arenado of the Rockies. Shortstop Javier Baez of the Cubs. Left field Tyler O'Neill of the Cardinals. Center field Trent Grissom of the Padres. And right field Mookie Betts of the Dodgers. Yeah. I can't believe you let Mookie Betts go. Shut up. All right. AL Gold Glove winners. Pitcher Griffin Canning of the Angels. Catcher Roberto Perez of the Indians, which are will probably be the Spiders pretty soon. Yeah, did you hear that too? Yeah, they're probably getting rid of the Indians name because it's supposed to be offensive. Yeah. Native Americans. All right, first base Evan White of the Mariners. Second base Cesar Hernandez of the Indians. That's another free agent option. Third base Isaiah Kaiser Falefa of the Rangers. Shortstop P.J. Crawford of the Mariners. Left field Alex Gordon of the Royals. Center field Luis Robert of the White Sox. And then right field Joey Gallo of the Rangers. Yeah. Looks like Jackie Bradley Jr. didn't win. Yeah. I don't think he was a finalist, was he? Yeah. All right. Silver Sluggers. All right. So catcher Travis d'Arnaud. Yeah. Eight Braves. First base, Freddie Freeman of the Braves. Second base, Donovan Solano of the Giants. Third base, Manny Machado of the Padres. They really gave him an award. Shortstop, well-deserved us, Fernando Tatis Jr. of the Padres. Ooh, had a hold of the sneeze. Ugh. All right, and then outfielders, Juan Soto of the Nationals, Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves, Mookie Betts of the Dodgers. I can't believe shut up. And then possibly a Red Sox free agent signing, Marcell Ozuna of the Braves. So, yeah. All right. Then AL Silver Slugger winners, catcher Salvador Perez of the Royals, first base Jose Abreu of the White Sox. Second base, DJ LeMahieu of the Yankees. So that's another free agent signing. Oh, yeah, he decided not to decline the offer that the Yankees gave him, so he's now a free agent. Third base, Jose Reyes of the Indians. Shortstop, Tim Anderson of the White Sox. Outfielder, Teoscar Hernandez of the Blue Jays. Outfielders, Mike Trout of the Angels. Outfielder Eloy Jimenez of the White Sox, and then DH Nelson Cruz of the Twins. Then here we are, the big shebang. Oh, well, hold on. Platinum Gold Glove winners, AL winners are Alex Gordon of the Royals, and then NL is Nolan Arenado of the Rockies, and then Team Gold Gloves, AL Cleveland Indians, and then NL Chicago Cubs. And your Rookie of the Years, drum roll please, for the AL, Kyle Lewis of the Mariners, and then NL, Devin Williams of the Brewers. He's a pitcher, relief pitcher. He came out of nowhere. I didn't really realize he even existed until they started talking about him in the awards. Yeah, wow. Just a dark horse kind of deal. All And then manager of the year, AL, Kevin Cash of the Rays. I'm surprised he still got that, but you know what? Who are the other options? After what happened in the World Series by taking Blake Snell out, I'm surprised they – yeah. I don't know. Were they – I believe all the voting is done before the playoff postseason. So, yeah, maybe they really didn't consider – yeah. Oh, we voted on him? Yeah, ooh, maybe we should. Yeah, if we knew ahead of time. And then NL is Don Mattingly of the Marlins. Okay. Then your Cy Young Award winners is Shane Bieber of the Indians for the AL. And then for the first time for the Cincinnati Reds in the NL, Trevor Bauer, who possibly could be coming to the Red Sox. Maybe. Has won the NL Cy Young Award. First time for the Cincinnati Reds. They have never had a Cy Young Award winner. That is just weird. You've been the oldest franchise in MLB history, and you guys have never won a Cy Young Award. That blows my mind. That just blows my mind. I don't know what to think now. Then your MVP award winners, AL, Jose Abreu of the White Sox. Okay, well-deserved, well-deserved. And then NL, Freddie Freeman of the Braves. I kind of knew he was going to win it after the year he was having and how he bounced back and had like a great year after battling COVID. So very good. So very good. Well-deserved for all two of those winners. So very good. All right. So we'll get into the wrap up the show here. So basically, the free agent signings or a handful of free agents options the Red Sox could go after. And my approval of thinking where we can go from there. Corey Kluber? Not really. Jake Odorizzi? Okay. Charlie Morton? Oh, definitely. Jose Quintana? No. John Lester? Yes, bring him back. Bring him back. Bring back the future Red Sox homegrown talent. Bring him. Or bring back former Red Sox homegrown talent. Yeah. Matt Schumacher? Martin Perez? Definitely bring him back. Keelan Kelly? All right. In the bullpen, Trevor May? All right. Brad Hand? Not really. Liam Hendricks? Definitely from the A's. Yeah. Bet Bars. He's from Bet Bars. Brandon Workman? I'm on the fence there, yeah. Maybe. But. Infielders, Jonathan Scope? Okay. Colton Wong? Maybe. Tommy LaStella? Not really. Cesar Hernandez? Okay. And Jonathan Villar? Yeah. What about DJ LeMahieu? Let's give him an option. Yeah, why not give him an option? I don't know. Maybe this was, yeah. All right. Outfielders, Michael Brantley? Yes. Jackie Bradley Jr.? Yeah. Kevin Pillar? Yeah. Michael Taylor? Not really. Jake Marisnik? Robbie Grossman? Yeah. All right. So those are some free agent signing or free agent options that we can get into. We'll keep you guys informed of what happens to this offseason with moves and stuff like that via the Instagram page. And we're probably going to do like either like Sunday shows going back to Sunday shows for the offseason. Then we have decided starting the regular season game 162, we will do post game shows for every game. So, yes, we're going to try to do that. I feel like we can do it. If we don't really like beat about the bush too much and like basically try to do what we can, I feel like we can get it done. I feel like we can. I mean, it's like 13 to maybe 20 minutes. How we can get that done? I mean, seriously, that won't take long at all. Yeah. So awesome. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go ahead and do it. Just do it. Yeah. Yeah. We're also thinking, too, about what happens around the NBA, too. Like, maybe go over standings on, like, maybe a Sunday episode or something like that. Go over, yeah. standings, who's in the MLB. They're thinking of maybe if the maybe use the whole 18 playoffs again or 16 team playoffs again. We don't know yet. That might be an option that the MLB is considering on doing. They're using the whole, like, if they bring the universal DH back to this year. I thought that was a done deal. I thought they were, yeah. I don't know. Because isn't it this the year that they actually get it to go, get it going this year? Yeah. It's glad to be back. It's glad to be back recording some podcasts. And we're going to do it every Sunday, maybe around this time. I'm not really sure. Depends what we plan on doing. So yeah, we're back, folks. Welcome back. Just like the song, welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back to everything. All right. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for giving this opportunity to share and keep doing what I love. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you can. Follow me on Twitter at JunkyardDog_92, and then follow the show on Instagram at Sox Illinois, and then follow the show on Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Podbean, or wherever you get your podcast from. Doesn't matter to us. And with that being said, I believe that about do it. All right, see you guys next Sunday. Manana.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. Man is born, he's a man of means. Let alone come to. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different swamps it takes. Different swamps it takes. Different swamps to rule the world. Everybody's got a special kind of glory. Everybody find a way to shine. It's a body that you got, not a lot. So watch the others, you have yours and a